Taralanga Savage joins us today, and we're looking at the music scene for musos who've been affected by COVID like the rest of us, and of course the difficulties that this period is creating in the music industry. Or has there been an upshot? Perhaps there's more time to devote to songwriting or online practice. It's great to have Taralanga join us on the show again. Taralanga, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for having me.
Good to talk with you. Have you been writing songs frantically or just trying to work out what to have for dinner?
all the above. it's been a really good time, actually, for us. Although, you know, we're unable to gig and stuff like that, it's actually been a really good time for us to sit down and, you know, compose some songs that we can work on and maybe release next year, as we are just moving on to the last 2 months of our First Fridays campaign. So we've got two more songs left to be released. One for our November track release is getting released this Friday, so it's really exciting for us.
Share some more about that Friday release, please.
So we came up with a First Fridays campaign, which means we deliver and release a new song every first Friday of the month. We started off in January. Now we're moving pretty close to the end of the year with November coming up. So it's actually been quite a big process in terms of, you know, just going into the studio, recording the song, all in such a small amount of time. Because, you know, it has to go to different places to get mixed and mastered. And so it's actually been a really big process for all of us. But, you know, we want to stick to the plan and, yeah, do what we intended to do. And so far, so good. And, yeah, apparently the fans are loving it. So, yeah, that makes us very happy.
Well, and you'd be aware too, Troy set himself a pretty decent challenge, didn't he, for an album a year for 10. You guys were putting out a song each first Friday of the month for the better part of a year too. But hey, the catalogue is increased, but also the interest. You know, COVID has sort of forced us as peoples to just, I guess, reassess how we run around in our frenetic lives normally. How has that helped the songwriting process for you to maybe just be, even though you've got some deadlines, to be just a little bit more calm in the way we're rolling in a day-to-day sense, Taylor?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the effects that COVID has had on the world, on us as a country, has really made us realise, you know, the importance of, you know, sticking together and getting through this together as a country, as a iwi. Hence why we released our song Rise Up, you know, just to kind of reassure everyone that, you know, if we stand together as one, we'll get through it. And yeah, it's actually been a time of reflection for all of us, but also, you know, a time to really embrace, you know, our country and life, and yeah, just to be grateful for everything that we have.
Have you had any internal standoffs regarding vaccination? Because, you know, many nowadays want to know that the people that they're in close proximity to are vaccinated. And I guess that there's a sort of sense for some of being safer if they're double vaxxed and those that they're liaising with are as well. It's throwing itself up into a lot of different walks of life, employment situations, sporting teams, involvement, etc. We haven't really spoken about it in a band sense. Have you made a collective decision regarding vaccination, or has there been some way to work through and resolve a challenge if, in fact, some prefer not to be vaccinated, Taralanga?
Obviously, we've discussed it, and you know, we've all got our opinions on the vaccination and things like that. So, yeah, we've all just got our own individual kind of whakaaro on that. I don't think it has affected us that much, but moving forward, it does look very, very good for us as a band, moving forward with our music and, yeah, our entertainment to the country and the music industry.
Well, what we know is that seemingly there's an edict that if you're not vaccinated, you can't attend the summer festivals. And I guess that's both in front of the stage and on it. Has that been a consideration for you as a band?
Yes, definitely. I mean, for all the musos and all the artists, it's definitely kind of, I don't know, put everyone on the spot, kind of made them really think about the decision to get the vaccination. But ultimately, you know, as we all know, it affects everything that we do moving forward. So I think everyone has their own, like I said before, opinion and whakaaro on it. So whatever they decide, I guess they'll just go with it.
Give it to me. It's the name of the song, isn't it? Is this the one that's been released this Friday?
No, that one was released last month.
Last month.
October.
So are you allowed to tell us the name of the song that's been released on Friday?
Yeah, definitely. The song that's going to be released this Friday is called Can't Nobody, and it's got our lead singer, Fred Wynn, on the lead for it. And it's a sort of like an acoustic type song, type vibe. So, it's different, but it's really calming, I would say. Like, you're just sitting down, just chilling out. It's a really calming song. So I hope everyone likes it just as much as us, and we're pretty excited to release it this Friday.
I'll be looking forward to it. Taylor, how prominent are you in the songwriting for the band? I mean, is it a shared co-pupa, that, the songwriting side of Tomorrow People?
Yeah, definitely. The two main men in the band, I would say, they really encourage us to, you know, songwrite. We all pitch in here and there, but Avena Kelekoleo, he does most of the songwriting. He gets us to, you know, as a team, we get together and kind of just throw ideas out there, and you know, we try and give it a shot anyway about songwriting. And I think for some of us, it's a bit of a challenge, but hey, if we just keep practicing, I'm guessing we'll get really good at it. So yeah, just practice makes perfect.